cover the full value of virtualization, organizations are turning to a new class of servers and processors to dig deeper for even greater savings and performance enhancements. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Fred Schubert. Fred has spent the past 7 years as an AMD Senior Field Applications Engineer, supporting customer designs, sales, and business development in the Northeastern U.S. He is here to talk about the next generation of AMD Opteron processors and the new Bulldozer architecture that will enhance virtualization, performance, and power management capabilities of HP servers. And Fred, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James, for having me.
Based on what I've been seeing out there in the technical press and what I've been hearing from folks talking to online, a lot of buzz around AMD's next generation. It's called the Bulldozer. It's the Opteron-based processors there. And some are calling it, I've seen this quoted, biggest change in x86 servers in about a decade or so. What's the big deal about the new chips?
Well, James, Bulldozer is actually the first new architecture for Opteron in about 8 years. And it was a completely ground-up design geared towards optimizations for low-power applications in 1P and 2P workstation servers, data centers, SMB space, and even in the 4P space, going after large database applications, virtualization applications, and high-performance computing. It's a completely new chip. It's a 32-nanometer product. It has every ISA instruction that's been introduced over the last few years, but it's got some neat features. Now, come up with what we call a Bulldozer module. So we've actually done some in-depth studies and some engineering of the product, and in an effort to optimize performance and minimize power consumption. So we're actually sharing some resources in the individual CPU cores where it makes sense, and have dedicated resources where customers will need it. So, for instance, in one of those Bulldozer modules, we've got two floating-point units, we've got two integer cores, and we have up to 8 of those modules on one of our higher-end Opteron processors. And those processors come with 32 megabytes of cache and also support boost mode. So it is a lot of performance uplift that we see in the Bulldozer products compared to the current generation that customers will find in say, the G7 HP ProLiant servers.
Let's translate some of the technicals that you've just laid out into that overall kind of performance. What are data center managers going to see if they were going to go with a fleet of Bulldozer-based servers into their data centers? What type of performance improvements should they expect to see?
Well, they'll see a large uplift in memory bandwidth performance. Now we're supporting up to DDR3 1600 and actually 1866 in very lightly loaded servers, but most of the customers will be using DDR3 1600. So we've got a huge increase going from DDR3 1333 to 1600, plus there's some architectural improvements made to our memory controller, giving you an additional memory bandwidth uplift. And then now we're going from 12 cores to 16 cores on in that same processor socket. So in a 2P system, now you have up to 32 cores, and in a 4P system, up to 64 cores. And we're not talking hyper-threaded cores like Intel does. We're talking 64 real cores to support 64 dedicated tasks or threads in a 4P system.
Let me ask you this. You going back to what you said earlier in terms of big change, this is the first major architectural overhaul for the Opteron line in about 8 years or so. Was the growing trend towards virtualization, was that one of the driving forces to make the changes? And if so, in terms of server virtualization, again, what kind of is going to be something that these data center managers can anticipate in terms of their virtualization projects if, again, they roll out with Bulldozer?
Well, we've actually had virtualization supported going back to the 2001 timeframe when we introduced actually the first Opterons. And AMD's done a really good job being ahead of the curve in new technologies. And virtualization was talked about years ago, and we put a focus on taking virtualization and putting the hooks in the silicon to better support the software partners for virtualization. So hypervisors on an AMD-based platform are usually a lot thinner than on competitive solutions. which means that there's more CPU cycles available for the virtual user and not so much being used to support the virtualization software. And in Bulldozer, we've made a lot of improvements to reduce world switch times and support more virtual users and give what we call a more native performance type of experience for virtual customers. So, you know, when we say near native performance, it's like you have your own server. And if you think about a virtualized server, you really don't have those resources there at your desk or under your desk. It's at a backroom server somewhere. But we're saying native performance, it's like you have that server right there at your fingertips. So we've put a lot of effort into making virtualization a better experience for our customers.
Fred Schubert joining us from AMD. Again, going back to something you mentioned a bit earlier, Fred, the idea of these chips are consuming less power. Anything that we can do in the data center these days to reduce energy use, power, AC, all those types of things, that is something that's getting a lot of attention. People are actually making business decisions based on those green factors now. It's not just something that is kind of an add-on great benefit that we might have talked about, say, 3 years ago. It is actually making decisions now. So let's go back to that power management idea for a moment. Again, what is it that allows so much less power to be used, and what are some of the savings that translates to the data centers?
Well, James, compared to previous generations of Opterons, we are looking at probably a 30% or maybe even more power savings in the earlier, you know, compared to the earlier generation products. What we do in our silicon is we turn off things that aren't being used. And it's not even something that the end user knows about or can even control. It's like if it's not being used, we go in there and we say turn it off, and then when it's needed, it gets turned back on again. And there's no impact to performance. The customers won't notice a thing. But they will notice less power being consumed and you know, less power being drawn at the wall. So what we're doing today in Bulldozer is we're actually putting 16 cores into the same thermal footprint, power footprint that we had the 12-core processors in that are in today's HP G7 platforms. So we've done a lot of focus on power optimization to reduce power at the wall.
Yeah, it sounds like a significant improve in compute power, but again, doing it the same footprint of energy consumption, again, as that becomes more of a decision-making factor for data center managers these days, a big enhancement there. Fred, before I let you go, for folks that are out there kind of evaluating their options in the marketplace, looking at new servers, what are some of the top, say, 2, 3, 4 questions that you would say they should be asking of a server vendor to make sure that they're getting a great kind of comparison between alternatives in the marketplace and that they really are able to find the server product for them that's going to give them the optimal performance?
Well, James, I tell customers all the time, don't look at the benchmark data. Synthetic benchmarks are just that. It doesn't really give you a real-world view of how a server is going to perform for that end customer. I always tell customers, hey, look, test drive an AMD-based platform. Compare it to the competition. You will be pleased with its performance. You'll be pleased with the power consumption, and you'll definitely be pleased with the price. For instance, in the virtualization space, VMware just introduced VMark 2.1, and it's a new virtualization benchmark, and it does a pretty good job, but the benchmarks really don't represent real-world environments. IDC did a study, and it was published in January of 2011, that said in 2008, the average number of virtual users on a server were 5. And in 2013, that number is going to go to 8. Now, if you look at some recent benchmarks that were published, and they're available on the VMware site, for instance, there's an HP DL580, and it's supporting 160 virtual users. And there's a DL585, which has AMD in it, that has 104 virtual users. So there's a big difference in the number of virtual users that's supported, but no IT data center manager, no customer is going to put 100 users on a single server. But if you were to do the math, that DL580 costs $54,000 compared to the DL585, which is $24,000. That's a $30,000 difference. And I think that speaks volumes for AMD to be able to put a fantastic product into a customer's hands for such a low price.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's a good place for us to wrap things up, Fred. I'm going to give out some contact information in just a moment. But before that, I want to thank you for the time today.
James, thank you very much for having me.
And on to that information on HP servers equipped with AMD Opteron processors. Know that you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with a server assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You are also invited to learn more at govconnection.com if you'd like to use the phone, 1-800-800-0019. And if you'd like to email, connect@PCConnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.